Blog Talk Radio.
Our annual festival is a beautiful day. We everyone who has come out and supported us. We appreciate you all and all our vendors and all our producer folks for coming out and sponsoring such an event. And we are having fun. The weather has cleared up to 11 minutes 30. And we're hoping everyone has a good time. We have a really good vendor. And we have a lot of good tools.
Avenue down south here in the big city of Beatrice.
John T. Stamps III, founder of Mourner's Bench Records. Before I go any further, let me say thank you on behalf of Mourner's Bench Records for your support and purchase of this album. We hope that you find the music on this album inspirational, uplifting, and a blessing in your day-to-day life. I grew up in the black church, and one of my greatest pleasures was listening to the mothers and fathers of the church sing those old songs.
You know, he could have walked away. He could have walked away, but praise God, he chose the cross. And I want you to listen to this song right now. It's called The Cross. formality. It's a symbol that's been used so frequently. Many blaspheme and despise, though it's ancient it abides. A shrine to death that stands for life to me.
Good morning. Good evening. Whatever time it is, wherever you are, welcome to House Sivra Gospel Long Talk Radio. Good morning. Good evening. Whatever time it is, wherever you are, on House Sivra Gospel Long Talk Radio. We are in the studio early this morning. Great day God has made. A test of truth. Good morning. We say it again. A test of truth. What is true? What you just heard this morning? What is truth? The different snippets of life, ups and downs. Here we go. Do this again, over and over, repeat it. What is the test of truth? The test of truth. People are reluctant to make challenging personal sacrifice for fear of losing everything. How can they learn to offer difficult sacrifices even in the face of fear? By being willing to offer his son. We're talking about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Do you know anything about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Do you know about God the Father, just the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Abraham learned to trust God who provided everything he needed. Abraham. A test of God's call to radical personal sacrifice. What about your own personal sacrifice? What sacrifice have you made? A test of truth, God's call for radical personal sacrifice. People are looking to make challenges, personal sacrifices for fear of losing everything. Are you afraid of losing everything? Welcome to House Food and Gossip Blog Talk Radio, coming to you from 231 6th Avenue. Located in the big city of Beatrice, Alabama. If you want to call in and talk this morning, it's 347-202-0317. What's on your mind? What has tested your faith lately? If you want to just listen in, it's 713-955-0464. What have you done so far as a radical personal sacrifice? Abraham was willing to sacrifice his son because God told him to do so. What has God told you to do to test your faith in him? What sacrifice has God placed in your place that allows you to walk and be with Jesus Christ? What personal sacrifice has taken place with your family, those in your family, all around you? What personal sacrifice? Why? Why did it happen to me? Why did this situation in which I'm involved in now happen to me? Lord, we desire to live life characterized by unquestioned obedience. We put our trust in your faithfulness to your promise to us, relying on your strength to pass our test of faith. In Jesus' name, we pray. Are you trusting in your guns? Are you trusting in the situation that's taking place in your life? Eternal God, our Father, I thank you for the privilege and opportunity. It's your servant, Freddie Howe, to be a part of your agenda for ministry. Thank you for making me an instrument of your service that I may impact and influence the lives of those whom you place in my sphere of influence. Help me to accept them as they are and lead them to become what to lead them to become what you would have them to become. I ask for your wisdom, your insight, and most of all, your presence and power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Today is the day which God has made, the day that you will never see again. What is the test of the truth? Following Christ's obedience can be challenging to adults, especially when it requires unexpected sacrifice of what may appear to be an unreasonable instruction. Inadvertently, we are built to avoid or resist those things that are humanly unpleasant and test our faith in God. However, true faith will always be tested, and the intensity of the test will be determined by how closely we are walking with God. God often tests us where our hearts are to determine if we will still love Him. Love Him, and He calls us to sacrifice, to experience the loss of something, or someone we truly love. It is at such times that we can ask, why me? Why me? Or why not me? Depending on the level of intimacy in our relationship with Him, each of us must ponder how we respond to the test of our faith. None of us will know until we are tested. But to mature as children of God, it is necessary to experience this test. The key to receiving blessing He has for us on the other side of those tests is to intentionally cultivate an intimate relationship with God. We can learn this lesson from the experience of Abraham when God commanded him to offer Isaac as a human sacrifice. Order your steps. Let God order your steps. Let God order your steps. Let God order your steps. You know, as I was playing that song there this morning, I'm thinking about how God has blessed us and did so many powerful things in our lives, how God has made us aware of what is taking place in the world, and how He has led us to do things and say things and be a part of things. But what has God done in your life to test you, to see who you are, to test you, to see exactly who you are as a person? I have an interview coming up with Miss Andrea Williams. It's coming up on March the 16th. And it's a lady that has been in the gospel business for so many years. And it speaks about living the life in which you sing about. Living the life that you sing about. That's a test of truth of God's call to radical personal sacrifice. In other words, you singing about our Father which art in heaven and hallowed be thy name. You're singing about what God has done in your life and what challenges He has brought you to. Are you living that? Are you living that life that you sing about? A test of truth, God's call to radical personal sacrifice. What are you really, really willing to sacrifice? I thought about the interview coming up with her. I've asked her over the years and about an interview, and finally It is finally fast approaching that I will be communicating with her live and being broadcast to the world about who Amelia Williams is. Who is she? The thing of it is, I experience each time that I broadcast and interview people something of how they open up and they tell and they test, they talk about their lives and other situations that they've been through. But God is awfully powerful, and He will guide you in whatever avenues that He puts you through, whatever tests that He puts you through. There's a print passage in Genesis 22, verses 1 through 3, verses 6 through 14. And it's talking about Abraham. I'll turn to that now. Okay, it's talking about Abraham. And it says, and it came to pass after these things that God tempted Abraham. And he said unto him, Abraham, he said, behold, here I am. It's something I want you to understand when God used the word tempted. He's testing. He's testing Abraham. Don't get that misscrewed in your mind when they say tempt. That word is tempt is used in the sense of what God is saying. He is testing Abraham. There's some knowledge of God's words and some things in God's word that you need to understand, and some knowledge and some things that you do not understand. You do not need to understand. But anyway, it said, and it came to pass after these things that God tempted Abraham, and he said unto him, Abraham, and said, behold, here I am. Abraham answers God. And the second verse he says, and he said, take now thy son. Hear what he said. And he said, take thou now thy son, thine only son, Isaac. He says to him, your only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest. God know Abraham loves Isaac. And get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee all. God is telling him, giving him clear instructions about what to do with his son Isaac. He knows that he loves Isaac. He knows Abraham loves Isaac. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for burnt offering and rose up and went into the place which God had told him. Abraham is following instructions. Abraham is following instructions as clear as it is day and night. Abraham is following instructions as clear as it is day and night. How about that? Abraham is following this instruction which God is telling him. How is it that we have things going on in our lives and we don't follow instructions? Following instruction can be deadly. Following instructions can be deadly, as well as failing to follow instructions can also be deadly. A simple one. Stop. Stop. S-T-O-P, stop. You know what that means? To stop. You will be traveling down the road. You're traveling down the road, and the sign says stop. Do you go straight through that stop sign? What do you do? Do you adhere to the stop sign? In fact, in some cases, you may go through that stop sign and absolutely nothing happens. But the stop sign says stop. Do you obey? Or do you continue to run the stop sign? If you continue to run the stop sign, something is going to happen to you. That is your personal assessment to me, myself, Brother Howard. What has God done to test you? Isaac, the promised seed arrived and grew to teenager of young adulthood. Imagine sharing perhaps close to 20 years with a child and then receive the command to sacrifice that child as a burnt offering. This is how God chose to test Abraham's faith in him. Genesis 22, verses 1 and 2, which we have just read. If Abraham obeyed it, it would mean destroying the one destined to fulfill the Abrahamic covenant. To Abraham, this command seemed both illogical and unreasonable in view of this fact. With Isaac sacrificed and Abraham well past 100 years old, how could God fulfill this promise? And how could Abraham forgive God? What is in Abraham's mind? A truly awesome test. With Isaac sacrificed and Abraham well past 100 years old, how could God fulfill this promise? The question is being asked. Whatever thoughts they may have raised through Abraham's mind, coupled with the emotional trauma of losing his son, Abraham did not hesitate to obey God's command. Genesis 22 and 3. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and cleared the wood to be burnt offering and rose up and went into the place in which God had told him. God's promise was to test Abraham's heart to determine whether his love for Isaac was greater than his love for God. Look at what God is doing. Look at what God is doing. The awesome, awesome things in which God is doing. Look at what God is doing. Can you believe? You know, sometimes when we do things, it bears the resources of repeating it. I want to go back and repeat something that I said earlier in the broadcast. God's purpose was to test Abraham's heart to determine whether his love for Isaac was greater than his love for God and how far he would go to obey God's command. God calls her Abraham did not guarantee that Abraham's life would be trial free. What specific experience have you had in your life which tested your faith and challenged by an unreasonable, seemingly impossible task of faith for you? I spoke of my sister's test of faith when her husband passed and what my mother told her in regards to what God does when then you have things in your life that supersedes God, overrides the presence of God. In other words, you love them so much, you love them more than God. God will remove those things. This is what was told to her in regards to God removing my sister's husband. It was a test in which my mother talked about in regards to how God removed her love of her life, my father, when she had 12 children to raise. God has tests for you. It doesn't matter when or how it's going to come, but God is going to test you. However life's experiences are and his knowledge of God's faithfulness enable Abraham to immediately obey. His test provided specific lessons for his first, but his first must be to expect trials from God, no matter the quality of relationship with him. Expect trials from God. It is a never matter of if, but when. Trials will come to test your faith. Second, we must learn to live by his promise, not explanations, when faced with the test of faith as God did. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. Do you hear what I'm saying?
You're listening to House Sephardic and Gospel Blog Talk Radio from the Internet City, Beatrice, Alabama. Enjoy.
What are you doing in your life that is making you a better person? To know that Jesus Christ, God Almighty, is in charge of everything. A test of faith. A test of faith. A test of truth. God's call to a radical personal sacrifice in your life. What personal sacrifice are you making? What personal sacrifice in which God has placed something in your life that you are giving up to let God lead your life? What are you doing beyond the veil? The power of God. Awesome, powerful words, Beyond the Veil by Darryl Coley here on House Evening Gospel or Blog Talk Radio in the early morning hours, maybe midnight where you are, maybe midday wherever you are, but God is still in control. God is in charge no matter what. A test of faith, a test of who you are, your test of how God loves you. What is God doing in your life to test you? Abraham was tested. Abraham was tested. Genesis 22, verses 6 through 10. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife as the two of them went on together. Now watch what happens here. Isaac spoke up and said to his father, Abraham, father. Yes, my son, Abraham replied. The fire and the wood are here, Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Isn't this awesome? Abraham is being questioned by his son Isaac as to where is the sacrificial lamb. And watch what Abraham says. This is totally faith in God. Watch what he says about God. Watch. Abraham answered, God himself. Now, in the human mind, the things that is going on in Abraham's mind as he's talking to his son, the situation, knowing that God has asked Abraham to sacrifice that child. Listen to what Abraham says. God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. God himself. He placed the burden on faith and God. Not on him, not on some whatever, but on God. God himself will provide. God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place of God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. The awesome power in obeying God. Do you have the faith to obey God. Jesus Christ, God Almighty, paid it all. He paid the price. He paid the price for your life, no matter who you are, wherever you are. God paid the price. Wherever you are present, whether it's morning, whether it's noon, whether it's night, where your situation is, where you're traveling, where you're flying, wherever you are, acknowledge that Jesus Christ paid the price. He paid it all for you, that you may have a right to the tree of life. A right to the tree of life. A test of your faith, a test. God will test you. Trials and situation is going to come, and it's going to be testing you. It is evident that Abraham was confident that God would somehow fulfill his covenant promise, even if it meant resurrecting Isaac from the dead. These are just thoughts. These are just thoughts. These are some of the thoughts that I, perhaps it's going through Isaac's mind. Perhaps not Isaac, but through Abraham's mind. Prior to going to identical place of sacrifice, identified place of sacrifice, Abraham demonstrated his faith by telling his servant that both he and Isaac would return them, Genesis 22 and 5. His faith is further evident by his response to Isaac's question concerning the absence of the lamb for the intended sacrifice. Did you hear what he said? Isaac spoke up and asked his father. Yes, my son, Abraham replied. The fire and wood are here, Isaac said. But where is the lamb for the one offering? Abraham said, God himself. Remember, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went on together. Abraham did not know how and had not asked, but he was sure that God would provide the lamb for the sacrifice. That's in verses 6 and 7. When we face tests of faith, it is not necessary to know what and how to do, but only who will do it for us through us, and that is God Almighty, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's who will do it. God will. There has been no reported resurrection, but apparently Abraham was trusting God to raise his son after he had sacrificed him. Awesome. Thus he proceeded to prepare the altar and Isaac for the sacrifice. This is verses 9 and 10. At this point, Abraham was in the will of God and was expecting a blessing. Although the focus is on Abraham's faith, Isaac must have been growing in his relationship with God through his father. There is no record of a struggle or refusal on his part to be bound or placed on the altar. Abraham's faith must have had an impact on Isaac's life. What an awesome, awesome experience and test of faith. God tests. Has God prompted you or your local community of faith to do something that does not make sense? How about it? How about it? One definition of blind faith is belief without true and understanding perception of discrimination. Do you think that this is a good description of Abraham's blind faith? Does God expect us to have blind faith? One definition of blind faith is belief without true understanding, perception, or discrimination. In other words, you ask no question. You have no problem with it. An example of blind faith. When you walk into a room, there's a chair there. You, for one second, do not think about where that chair will hold you, whether or not it would break, whether it would hold you up, whatever the situation, you just sit down. That is blind faith. You just know the chair, whatever you are in, is going to hold you. With that in mind, New Direction sings about holding out, trusting God. Trusting God. you have the awesome power of faith to hold out? Do you have the awesome power to hold out? Watch what happens in here now as Abraham is about to sacrifice his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. Abraham, but the angel of the Lord called out of him and said, Abraham, Abraham, here am I. Abraham replied. An angel's calling to Abraham as he's about to sacrifice his son. Do not lay a hand on the boy. Do not lay a hand on the boy. He said, Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. Abraham looked up, and there in the thicket he saw a ram caught by its horn. He went over, took the ram, and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. Unwavering faith. So Abraham called the place, The Lord Will Provide. The Lord will provide. Look at there. Unheralded, unwavering faith. Blind faith, believing in God. So Abraham called it place, The Lord will provide. And to today, and to this day, it is said, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. Man, just rely on God. Do what he wants done, and he will provide for you and your family. He will provide for whatever the situation is. He'll find a way out. I'm in a situation now that I've been battling ever since I was 12 years old. But God has a way. As Abraham drew the knife to kill his son, the angel of the Lord spoke to him and told him to spare his life. It was at that moment that the real reason for the test of faith was revealed. It was at that moment that the test of faith was revealed. It had been divinely orchestrated to evaluate the depth of Abraham's love and reverential fear of the Lord. It's in verse 11 and 12. His willingness to obey God by holding nothing back that would hinder their relationship demonstrated that Abraham believed, obeyed him when he did not know where, Hebrews 11 and 18, when he did not know when, 11, 9 and 10, 13 through 16, when he did not know, 11 and 12, when he did not know why. Who, when, what, why, or how. But commentary is awesome. Lets you know he obeyed. The word says it here. Thus God provides a ram by substitute for the sacrifice of Isaac. In verse 13, Abraham had believed that God would provide in some way and spare his son. As he worshiped God for his blessing, he called the name of the place, Yahweh, literally, the Lord will provide. The Lord will provide. This dramatic experience is a picture of the faith of an obedient servant and the portrayal of what God may do in the future to reconcile fallen humankind to himself. Jesus Christ sacrificed on the cross, God's only Son. God gave his one and only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, sacrificed his life for mine and for yours, for our shortcomings and for our iniquities, for our imperfection, for our failures, our human racism, our human, all the faults of us as human beings. Satan has implanted so much evil in mankind since Adam and Eve fell in the Garden of Eden. But there was no son, Jesus Christ, the sacrificial lamb, the only sacrificial lamb. God shed his blood for you and I on the cross that you may have a right to the tree of life. his only son to demonstrate his love for humankind. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. John 3:16. John 3:16. Isaac's submission to his father is a mirror of Jesus, the son submission to his father. Will that it become the substitutional lamb as the sacrifice for the sin of the world. Matthew 26 and 39, Philippians 2, 6 and 8. Lord, we desire to live lives characterized by unquestionable obedience. Lord, we desire to live lives characterized by unquestioning obedience. We put our trust in your faithfulness to your promise to us, relying on your strength to pass in our test of faith. In Jesus' name, we pray. As we continue with good gospel music here on How Super Black Gospel Blog Talk Radio, are you willing to hold out and trust in God? Are you willing to hold out and trust in God? As New Direction sings again, hold out, hold out. Joy comes in the morning. It's going to shine if I hold out. The awesome power of God. Trust, blind faith. Lord, we desire to live lives characterized by unquestionable faith in God, trust in God, nothing without you. It is in the will of God, it is his plan. God is in control no matter what. You may be experiencing this or you may be experiencing that, but God is in control no matter what is taking place in this life. There's going to be some different times coming down the pipe for you, but you need to hold on to God's unchanging hand, for he is in control no matter what. God is in control. As we continue here on House Evil and Gospel Blog Talk Radio, we want you to understand, and you need to know, that God is in control. No matter what the world is saying, no matter what the president is planning, no matter what all of those behind the scenes are saying, no matter what warnings you get, God is still in control. Here's one right here that might get your mind to run in a little bit. But just remember, God is in control. Oh, man. As we close in on the 2 hours of live streaming, we want to thank all of you for listening to How Super and Gospel Block Talk Radio this morning. We have brought to you from the heart of what God has been saying about a test of your faith in Him, your reliance on Jesus Christ, your blind faith in Jesus Christ. No matter what the situation is, no matter what you're going through, a test of truth, God's call to radical personal sacrifice. There are some things that's going on in this country that is testing and going to continue to test who we are. We threw all caution, threw all reason to wait to the wind and elected President number 45, who threw in our face and upheaval and upheaval of all of the things that are normally taught to you as a human being, of how to treat people with respect and decency, and all of those normal things that we were taught as children and we were brought up on. I am 71, and God has brought me to the point to understand that He is coming back, and He is testing us. He is testing us here in this nation called the United States of America to see who we are. I've often asked the question, America, 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 who do you love? America is a nation like all other nations that God had raised them up. But when you turn away from God, God has something for you. God has something for you. Stay with us as we continue with one more hour on our podcast of House and Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Stay with us as we continue here on How Super Duck and Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Good gospel music coming your way as we continue. Stay with us.
You're listening to How Super Duck and Gospel Blog Talk Radio from the Internet City, Beatrice, Alabama. Enjoy.